A CD that recently arrived in our office has a list of tracks that seem to have been picked out of the dustbin of history. They're tunes made famous in the 1960s by a roster of singers from Betty LeVette to Art Neville to Irma Thomas to the Flirtations. However, they are served up by garage rockers from the Midwest, the Detroit Cobras. The disc on Bloodshot Records is called Tied and True. Cobra's Rachel Nagy sings and plays piano. Mary Ramirez plays guitar, and they join us from the studios of WOSU in Columbus, Ohio. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
And Mary, you too. Welcome to the program.
And you too.
You too, Mary.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm a boomer, what can I say? And some of this R&B and Motown stuff is stuff I heard the first time around. And you've been covering this stuff from the 50s and 60s for, wow, like over 10 years. But this
don't remind us.
Yeah. But you're not just going for the hits here. You're going way deep into the archives. How do you find the material?
It's a combination of things just from our own record collections, friends, people just give us more and more music, which is nice because you don't spend your whole life on your knees going through dirty record bins in the flea market. But
record collectors are proud to show their stuff off.
Their wares, yes.
Yeah, so we actually get the best of both worlds, you know? I mean, people want to show us what they got.
Yeah, so what do you go, B-sides, usually?
whatever. It's just like...
There's no need to cover something that everybody already knows because they already
have... Yeah, it's not a Motown review.
You're never going to satisfy everybody if you do something that everybody knows. I mean, that's...
It's just no fun, you know? I'm not trying to stop in the name of love, you know? It's we have a very deep love for this music, so, you know, when something pops out at you, it's like, you know, when you put something in your mouth to eat it. It's like either spit it out or you go, this is good.
Well, let's take one that actually the Beatles covered this one.
You know what? We didn't know that.
We didn't know that. And this is a disclaimer on my part. I am not a fan of the Beatles at all.
Yeah,
and when
she
I
knows
found
all
that,
the words.
It, shut up, Mary. Yeah. I do not. It broke my heart when I found that out.
Yeah, but now this
that's
is
just a disclaimer on my part.
Leave my kitten alone.
Wow.
Yeah. But where did you get your inspiration? You know, not knowing the Beatles did it. Where did you
This was
it?
Actually Little Willie John, I believe.
Yep. Little Willie John. That's where the Beatles got it from.
Yeah.
You better leave.
The band has changed over the years, the Detroit Cobras, but you and Rachel Mary have been with it from the beginning. How did you guys meet, and did you always have this shared interest in this kind of music?
With me, I grew up around it, and then, you know, you kind of wander off and get into punk and, you know, rock and roll, and then you come back to it as an adult. And Detroit's a big city with not a lot of people, so like-minded people find each other very easily and very quickly. So, you know, Mary and I have been friends for a very long time.
I grew up on soul. My mother wouldn't allow no white music in the house, so I had to like go and find the Beatles, you know.
And she ended up in Detroit. She was an army brat.
Yeah.
She ended up.
But I came back to the thing I knew originally, which is soul music.
Yeah, always come full circle. So it's nice to be honest about it and go back to the original that, you know, the truly great, great stuff.
Yeah.
How many nights I waited for you when you never, never, never came around. I cry myself to sleep most every night, but then you walk right in and everything's all right because the hurt's all gone. When you hold me, yes, the hurt's all gone.
Do you have top heroes in this genre? I mean, when you're looking for material?
Well, on every single record we have, we always have an Irma Thomas song, and we usually have a Five Royals song.
Yeah, this
and
is that's the first thing. Song that we have.
When Mary and I are about 60, we're going to move to Vegas, and we're going to have a Vegas act, and it's going to be all Irma Thomas and Five Royals songs. We're going to be the Five Irmas.
You do a cover of The Hurt's All Gone, which was done by Irma Thomas.
She is my Beatlemania. She is everything to me. Wow, that sounded really cheesy. It sounded like a Hallmark card or something. But at Jazz Fest in New Orleans, that's when I first understood Beatlemania. I always thought it was really dumb. Why are these girls, you know, screaming and crying? Oh, that's just dumb. Then Irma walks out on stage, and I collapse and start crying and screaming. And that woman just, she destroys me. So it's like, you know, just between trying to do her some sort of honor and, you know, put your own understanding and feeling into it.
Yes, the hurt's all gone.
Musically, for me, it's like trying to capture that thing that you love about it musically.
And they're intangibles, you know.
Yeah.
It's like
you really want to capture that very thing that when you listen to it makes you just feel so good, you know.
Yeah. And it's not just the chord progressions or the notes or, you know, all the technical stuff. It really is the stuff in between the lines, you know. It's you know, sometimes the guys get frustrated because Mary and I use all these quote-unquote intangibles, you know, groove and feel and swing. And,
yeah, it's
you know,
intangible.
And they start tearing their hair out, but it's real. It's real stuff,
but
you know,
you,
and
you
it's,
know,
it's what makes it so good.
I mean, you should be able to tell somebody, you know, I want this to sound like I just fell down to my knees because it hurt so much, you know.
Right.
There is such a sound. There is such a thing.
Now when your man doesn't
Rachel, I have to ask you to explain something that I read, and obviously you always can't believe everything you read, you know.
That's right.
But the quotation I have here is, "White women have no business singing."
It's true.
Come on.
Including myself. I carry a little gun in my pocket at all times, just in case, you know, I look at myself in the mirror for too long. No, I don't know, just white women. Okay, my best example. Okay, go to a white church, listen to the choir. Go to a black church, listen to the choir. Now, which church are you going to be out of your seat and actually worshiping the Lord? You know, probably the black church. A choir of white women is not going to inspire me to do anything but probably go smoke a cigarette behind the church. The church I grew up in was about 80% black. And, man, you're rolling in the aisles and you come out of there and you've got a high. You know, you're just, your head is busted and you're dancing. And it's, you know, it's a wonderful thing. And it's effortless, you know.
You seem really self-conscious about your singing abilities. I mean, haven't you grown comfortable enough with your vocal style yet?
I've had to get used to it on stage, doing it, as opposed to dreaming of it and then having it happen. Because it was never something I wanted. It was never a dream of mine. You know, it wasn't like, oh, ever since I was a little girl, you know, I always thought that I'd be in front of people. You know, sometimes I'll be on stage, I'll be like, what the heck am I doing here? I've had to grow into it. But I would say that Baby, the record before the one we just put out, was the first time I was actually able to sit in the studio during mixing and everything and not cringe. It's taken me a long time to get comfortable with it and actually realize, yeah, okay, I am a singer.
Born in darkness, had to find my way up to the sun. As long as I have you, as long as I have you, I have you.
you think you might do original material in the future?
You know, I like what we do. There's nothing wrong with what we do. I like what we do a
lot. We do what we do for a reason.
But if I really wanted to say, oh, I want to write an original album, I could just go backwards and find songs that nobody knows, you know, and just call them our own. But
yeah, that's one thing we've been very honest about.
But if they come, they come.
Exactly. If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We do what we do because we really love this music.
I mean, I have no problem with the original, problem with covers. I just want...
But just to write a song, you know, who cares?
I just wanted, I mean, the whole thing started with just wanting to play songs that you really, really like that you never hear on the radio, you know?
And you can't really go see live.
Exactly.
Anymore, so yeah. We're on jukebox.
Rachel Nagy and Mary Ramirez from the Detroit Cobras. Their CD is called Tied and True, and they joined us from the studios of WOSU in Columbus, Ohio. Thanks a lot. Good luck with this.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
The Detroit Cobras are now on tour. They play this week in Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore, and other spots on the East Coast. To hear complete songs by the Detroit Cobras and discover more new music, visit npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.